Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Good morning. Well, welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. Happy Halloween. If you're into it, trick or treat, let's do it. All right. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, looking at weather right now, it's 55 down on the island, a little cooler up north, you know, and even up my way over on Trinity Bay this morning, it was 46, and when I left, that was about 3 o'clock, so looking at today, sunny sky, it's going to be another beautiful day, high of 69, winds will be northeast 5 to 10, and then for tonight, a few passing clouds with a low of 66, so it's going to warm up somewhat as these east-southeast winds return at 5 to 10 tonight. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 74. And those winds out of the east-northeast, they'll be kicking up to about 15 to 25. That's what the forecast reads anyway. Hopefully not. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful weekend. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We're sitting on a high right now. That came in at 2:16 a.m. It was a 1.7. Then we have a low at 6:35 p.m., an 0.6. Sunrise, 7:32 a.m. Sunset, 6:34 p.m., and our moon phase is 60%. And then tomorrow night when you go to bed, go ahead and set those clocks back and get an extra hour of sleep. And the Outdoor Show will be going again at 4 a.m., bright and early, as always. All right, looking at current conditions right now. We're looking at the Galveston Channel down there. It's north-northeast at 5 to 6 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 30.04 inches. And the air temperature is 62 in the Galveston Channel, 75-degree water. Eagle Point, it is 55.8 degrees. We'll just call that 56. And 66-degree water with a north wind at 6 to 7. And up at Morgan's Point in the north end of the complex, it's 56 degrees with 71.2 degree water. Barometric pressure there is steady at 30.07 inches. So barometer's just above 30 inches this morning. Not too awfully bad. Well, anyway, well, let's get rolling here, and let's run up to Lake Livingston, Penwall Campground and Marina, and talk to Jody Blair this morning, see how her pulse is on Halloween. Good morning, Jody. What's going on up there?
Good morning. It is chilly. I think we're sitting at about 44 degrees right now.
I bet. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I mean, I'm liking it.
I think everybody is. There were some people whining, going, oh, man, this is too cold. I said, well, hey, I'll take this way over what we had all summer long. Bring it.
100%. Yes. It was just... It's like summer was never going to end. And now I see a little break. I'm like, woohoo. Feels like fall. So make sure you bundle those kids up in those costumes tonight. They're going to be cute, but add a sweater to it.
They won't even get hot. If it was 35 out there, they'd just have a thin costume on and not even get cold. Just
right.
They're running.
They're too hopped up on candy.
Well, yeah, that sugar, a little sugar rush will get them going.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm getting all different readings this morning. I can't find a steady one on the water. It's like some people are saying it's sitting at 78. Some are saying it's at 65. So I guess, you know, with that cold front that came in, just depending on, you know, what area of the lake and you're fishing at, you're going to just have to seek it out and see what it is that morning. So
right,
I showed you that video. It was just windy the other day.
It was a little rough. Yeah,
if we would have had higher waters, man, it would just, our bulkheads would not have liked it.
No, that's y'all are running not quite a foot and a half below pool, but
let's see.
I'm looking at it right now, 130.09. So you're right at a foot below pool.
Right. Yeah, because what I got was 0.98. So with that rain probably brought it up a little bit, but not enough. But I'm kind of glad, because with that wind going, it would have been not really good with all that water coming up over the bulkhead. That would have flooded out our gas pump. I mean, not our gas pump, but the little pier where people will come up and, you know, fuel up. But there's not many people on the lake right now, especially the past couple of days, but I'm sure they'll get out this weekend, because those catfish are what's being caught most right now. But, you know, if you're out there looking for those bass, you need to focus on those windblown points. And, you know, since the cold front did lower the water temps a little bit, you know, your best bet is going to be with those, like the plastics, the soft plastics and the jigs. They're going to be the most effective on those bass right now.
Yeah, whacking, worming, and Texas rigging and jigs are working pretty good right now.
Yeah. So they're out there. They're being caught, but I think everybody just gave it a break because it was just too choppy. So
that video you sent me there, people don't realize how rough these Texas lakes get, like Livingston and Rayburn. They'll kill you.
It literally reminded me of, when we'd go out to Kima or Galveston.
Yeah, it looked like a bay. You know, everybody thinks rough water, they think salt water. But, hey, these lakes, they can get treacherous, man.
They do. Yes. So, yeah, it's calmed down. It was pretty still yesterday. So, hopefully, today they'll get out there and this weekend and try to catch those cold water fish that are, you know, going to fight more, be more active.
Yeah, so. This is a good catfish weather right here. A lot of people are catfish right now and catching lots of them.
They are, and they're catching them on stink bait and cut bait and stuff like that. So get out there, get your hands stinky and reel them in.
Yeah, stink bait.
Stink bait.
It all stinks.
But that stink bait, man, that really can get you.
Yeah.
But
a lot of them use it, you know, like stink bait and punch bait, and a lot of them will use just a stick, and they'll just bury that treble hook in there where it'll stick to it. They mix mix cattail fuzz in there with it to make it more dense where it'll stay on the hook, and just drop it down, and here we go.
Yep, that's some good eating. But well,
I wish my trout I fished for was easy to catch as catfish sometimes.
Right.
And other times they bite better than catfish.
Yeah. Trout, they're probably a little bit smarter than catfish.
No, I don't give the credit to the fish for being smart. I think it's more our problem.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. We overthink fishing too much too many times. You know,
well, it kind of gets in your blood, and you can't help but focus on it. Try to come up with everything, like, you know. So, yeah, I think it's just more of it gets in your blood. So you just want to figure out every way, and just sometimes you just don't need to overthink it. Sometimes you can go what's best and see what happens.
Yeah, yesterday was absolutely beautiful. Today should follow that up good. You know, that's what's so. I know these fronts, when they blow in, they're strong like that. They It costs you a day or two of fishing, but the return is worth the wait.
The return's going to be worth it. Yep, worth the wait.
Yeah. It's been really nice behind them.
So, but yeah, we're doing good out there. Just trying to stay warm, getting some remodeling done in the store. So we do have still the glowworms and the night crawlers, and I still have chicken hearts and chicken livers. Haven't been able to get the minnows back in yet just because we've just been doing too much construction. And if you do anything around minnows and contaminate that water just a little bit, you've lost your whole little.
Oh, it kills them easy.
Yeah, they kill real easy. So with as much construction as we're doing in that store, right. Yeah. I don't want to waste the money buying.
The same thing in my house right now, and it's just, man, the dust and, oh, man.
And Julio, my maintenance guy, I got to give him props. That boy, he's a jack of all trades. I don't know what Pinwall did without him before he came on. But he can't go outside and cut the paneling and stuff that we're putting up. So he's been cutting it inside the store. And I'm like, Julio, you're making a mess. But he goes behind himself and cleans it up.
Yeah.
I just shut my office doors and let him do what he's going to do.
Well, anything big going on up there this weekend? Tournaments?
Not that I'm aware of. I know they've kind of slowed down. We're talking about putting one together in January for up here at Pinwall. So we're going over everything and trying to figure out what the best time to do it. But we should be holding a fishing tournament hopefully in January is what we're pushing for.
January. So, okay.
Yeah. Apparently that's when the bass are really good. And I didn't think so. And I was told, catch them good.
Well, it depends on how much rain we get through the winter, whether the river's rampaging and lakes swelling up or what have you. But stays down like it is now. It'll be good bass fishing in January and February.
Yeah. I mean, we still need a little bit. It's still too low. Like, if people were to pull up and get out of their boat and try to get some gas or whatever, they're going to have a hard time, stepping up to that gas stock.
Yeah, so we just need lower than normal. Exactly.
Yeah. So we could just get a little bit more.
I'll just pull up and Jody hand
have
the
Julio
gas
run
nozzle.
Out there and
go out there
yep.
and turn the pump on, hand him the nozzle, man.
Well, Harry has spoiled them. I will say that. So a lot of them, they'll call me on their way in, and they'll be like, "I'll be pulling up," and I was like, "Okay," and I'll get Julio to run out there and wait on them.
Right.
So Harry has spoiled them. So I try to give them
people like to be
give pampered. Them the same. They do. I mean, and if they've been getting it that way for 20 plus years, who am I to stop that? So.
Oh, Harry, what a character.
He's something else. He came in last week or the week after last. No, it was last week. He was in there for about an hour or so talking my ear off.
Yeah. He's good at that. Gift of the game.
He is, most definitely.
No doubt about it. All right, Jody. Well, hey, give out some information, how people can reach you, call you or whatever, and look for a spot if they're looking for a place to park their RV for the winter. You got a six-month deal and one-year deal.
Pretty good opportunity. That is. So right now, you can give me a call at 936-209-4819. And I'm in the office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. And like you said, we've got that deal going where if you get a six-month lease, you get your third month free. And if you sign a long-term 12 months or longer, you'll get your six-month and your 12th month free. So if you know anybody that's, already a resident of ours and they refer you, they'll you'll get the same deal and then they'll get a month free as well.
Cool.
So make sure to do some name dropping and look us up at pinwallrvresort.com or you can email me at pinwallresort@wgppm.com.
Well, cool. All right, Jody. Well, thanks for the update from Livingston and I'll talk to you next week and
yes, sir.
Happy Halloween.
You as well.
All right. See you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Okay. The Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And, hey, deer season, rifle season opens tomorrow, and they're going to get quite busy, but don't worry about that. They have a three-lane drop-off system, and the service and quality is impeccable. and check out their meat market next door. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage products, and they're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. So you want to get in on it, order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. These are 11 to 13 pound average weight birds, and they make a meal for about 8 to 10 people. And check out their homemade stuffed pork tenderloins. They come in jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, great blends. They've got all kinds. And while you're at it, check out their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. They are really good. And their wild game processing facility, can't say enough about it. Check out their new sausage recipe, their deer tamales, venison hot dogs. And while you're at it, get some grab-and-go snacking products, beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks, everything for the, you know, busy angler or hunter. And the Belleville's been celebrating 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 419 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir now. Let's talk to Mr. Bob Green. Hello, Bob. How you doing this morning, bud?
Well, good morning. How about yourself? I'm doing fine.
I'm doing good.
I tell you what, it's nice and cool outside, but not near like it was yesterday morning.
Over my way, it was actually cooler this morning than it was yesterday morning at the same time. But you can tell that a little humidity came back. It did warm up a little bit in some areas.
Yeah, I'm sitting. Yesterday. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I tell you what, though, if you put your hands in the water yesterday, you wanted to leave them there.
And
bottom back out, it was cold. I mean, them fingers. Them fingers are tough.
Hey, that's my favorite time of the year when you catch a trout and he feels warm to the touch, you know.
You want to stick one in your pocket and hang on.
Hey, stick one in my pocket. Exactly.
Well, we've still got some fish floating, but it's mostly trash fish.
Yeah.
But there's still something going on to even cause that. And fishing is staying about the same, except we're getting a little more action shallow water on the rattle traps and little underspins and chatterbaits and stuff like that. But still, you just kind of, you really got to do a lot of chunking and keep moving.
Yeah.
A little bit. And the deepest fish was around 17 feet, anywhere 15, 16.
Right.
And that's on little pieces of structure or brush or little humps, things like that. Just something that's, you know, giving them something to sit on. But, well, by the fact, we got rain last week. We had to cancel our trick-or-treat for the kids at the church, because that 2.5 inches of rain came through here.
Yeah.
Which we needed it bad.
Needed, but the kids kind of lost out on that deal, you know.
I'm sorry. It was supposed to be Saturday, and that was when it rained.
Right.
Because we just postponed it to Wednesday night church.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we actually had a good, successful, and people showed up, pick up their prizes and stuff that they on the little tickets and stuff they bought.
Right.
And the kids all dressed up, anywhere from dinosaurs to zombies and all. Of course, we did cut out the water sports, you know, because it was that when we was pumping in and cold. Yeah. So none of that. They had a good time. It was all good. And of course, you know, anyway, it was all good. So, water temp was, believe it or not, it had dropped to 75. Of course, that's surface temp. So, wow. It depends on where you go on the lake. You can go 75 to 81. 81 being, you know, about the warmest.
Yeah.
Unless you want to drive all the way up to the buoys and the hot water discharge, you find a little warmer water there, but then you get ran out of there. So, you just kind of. Just kind of take it. It just depends on where on the lake you're sitting or what the water temperature is going to be and whichever way the wind's blowing in. But anyway, that's kind of all that's going on. It's going to be kind of like that. And about the time we get those fish start slapping at some top water, which I haven't, and my buddy hasn't had any top water bites yet. And fishing some areas where, well, we know there's grass just below the surface, and the coots finally started showing up. Do they run around? Do those coots show up down there on the coast?
They do. It's a little early yet, but they'll pile in here and get on local reservoirs and stuff like that down here on the coastal.
But they're
coastal.
They're holding. Oh yeah. They're holding out away from the shore grass. I don't know what the deal is. They're just holding offshore a little bit instead of just everywhere in there. But they'll show up. They'll show up to where if you're running out in the morning or running in on a late afternoon, you slow down just a little bit because you don't get a coot in the face. Because they'll get out there in the middle of the lake just getting away from the banks and stuff like that from predators. So. Yeah, nothing like watching a bobcat lunge out there at one of them and
right.
Getting wet and not catching it. That thing looks pitiful when it's wet.
What, a bobcat?
Yeah, bobcat.
Yeah, cats don't look good wet. They're not in the water.
Well, they look PO'd, you know, when they come out of the water.
Right. Especially when they don't get a fish.
Oh, a fish or a bird, either one, yeah. But I'm just glad to see the cooler weather finally come in. But, you know, it'll obviously be 80 to 90 degrees again. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But at least the pattern should start changing a little bit. And then when it gets too cold again, we'll hit that lull, And then January, we'll be out there searching them, because they'll move back out again a little bit.
Right.
And they'll be searching pods of fish on the deep water side.
Seeing another front for quite a while, man. It's
Enjoy it while we can.
Yeah, enjoy this while you can, because it's, I don't know, by next week, around Wednesday, it'll be up in the low 80s. Low 60s for lows.
I won't have to worry. That'll seem better anyway. I mean, as far as you'll be back wearing a little light jacket early in the morning, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I like about November fishing, you know, kicking in around Thanksgiving. You know, I've had some Thanksgivings when my mom and dad were still alive. We'd always do if the weather was bad, I'd duck hunt on Thanksgiving morning, and if the weather was good, we'd all go fishing. And a lot of Thanksgivings I've spent in the fog out there. Caught some really beautiful fish in the fog. If you could find where you were going, you could get them pretty good, man.
Yeah, that driving in the fog, though, with the boat, and all of a sudden you hear somebody revved up, using GPS, thinking it's radar. So you just kind of hope, hey, don't hit me and don't hit anybody else.
Yeah.
Or you'll be idling around, and all of a sudden there's a boat right up in front of you. I mean, that's the safest way to do it. If you're gonna run out in that heavy fog, you just take it easy. But I've had them come right up next to you. I'm just glad that they were idling and not running.
Yeah, not running. That's a big deal, you know, in fall fishing. We'll start pulling those foggy days, you know, behind these fronts like that. When your air temperature and water temperature get about the same with the dew point and everything, it just be careful.
We had one of those foggy mornings last week. I can't remember exactly when it was, but
right
where you did have to use GPS to move out that way. So you just had to be careful, is all. Everything, and of course, everything good and damp and slippery too. But the fishing's, you know, it's you talk to somebody, they've caught 6 or maybe 10 fish, 11 fish, and that was just the best they could do that day. And hey, it's not surprising, you know, this time of year changing over the lake, you know, the lake turning over a little bit and dead fish, it affects it. But when they start dying, it'll affect all of them to a point.
Yeah, it does.
So just keep on chunking them wide. And now deer season's up, and be the first year I didn't hunt on Saturday morning in a long time, so we're going to give it until next week.
And I hadn't got to hunt opening day in quite a while, whether it's deer or duck hunting.
Yeah, you're normally up into December or something that, aren't you?
Christmas time is usually when I get to make my big deer hunt. So
yeah. Well, maybe you'll get that big one again. I mean, some of them pictures you've sent have been some really nice deer, but
yeah, it's just, hey, you got to take them when they come and deal with it when they don't. It's part of deer hunting. It's kind of like for big trout, you know?
Every year, I don't see those bigger deer until after deer season. It's just, you know, when I guess about time they're through chasing them deer and moving around. I got plenty of does, but like I say, I think I told you before, these horns up here are more that, straight up.
Straight up.
They
narrow.
Start going up. Yeah. And I mean, you may have a deer that's 5 years old and it's never been legal to shoot under the 13 rule.
Oh yeah. I've heard stories of people seeing 6 and 7 year old deer that just, they weren't wide enough to shoot old deer. Mm-hmm. Got to be a way to work those genetics out of the system, but they protect
because they're never in spikes that are, you know, 12, 13, 14 inches tall that actually turn into that blade.
Yeah.
You know, now that deer, now it, that those you can work out, but you know, if they don't have a fork somewhere,
you just have to take them out. Yeah.
And normally every year I do take one of those out, but you know, it's usually by the time they've already spread their seed, you know, they're just, I don't know. you just about have to have enough acres. You can work some of those spikes out there, because I'll take a big spike other than a good trophy. I'd sure. Take over the spike, but I always try to get them out first thing. They have a chance to see that big one, but I had a bunch on the camera last year right after season. I mean, it was February, I think it was, and there was like four or five of them out there that you could pick out three of them. It definitely was way over 13. So,
yeah, they were mature.
We'll see. Know,
once they grow up, they get 2 or 3 years old, and they're still a spike. Just roll them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something wrong.
Ground check them, man.
And I saw my doe a few months ago, the one that walked around with his tongue hanging out.
Right.
She's got to be. She's still around. I mean, you'll see her walking across there, and all of a sudden that tongue will be hanging out. But it's just not always, and she eats as good as anything. Yeah, maybe she just slaps that tongue on the ground, and you know, all that corn sticks to it. So
I don't know.
I finally had to do something to one feeder because it got low enough, you know, sank over time to the ground. They just reach up there and keep hitting that spinner with their tongue. I finally put a cage around it. they ate 50, you know, pound of corn out of it or more before I did that. I said, hey, well, it's time to change that feeder up a little bit. Yeah, so it's
spoiled.
All good.
Spoiled, right?
It's all good. Yeah, they were. And still seeing even some smaller little ones now that were late.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they even had a few spots on one of them just as they were just going away. And then some that are bigger that's been, I don't know, 2 months older.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well.
It opens this weekend. They may lose their mama.
Yeah. Well, that youth season, I heard two shots from another property back over behind. And I know they probably weren't shooting bugs, because there's nothing around here right now that's illegal to shoot that I've seen anyway.
Sure.
So they probably youth season took out a couple of does somewhere.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, have a good non-hunting opening weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Maybe we'll have some good deer stories to swap or something, man.
That'll be good. But y'all have a great weekend. Anybody needs, just call me 281-460-9200.
All right.
Y'all
Bob.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you
take
too,
care.
Buddy. Thanks, man.
All right.
Later. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander, see what he's up to. Good morning, Tommy. What's going on?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, brother.
Not the temperature.
Nope, it's nice and cool again this morning. Yeah. Boy, it feels good, doesn't it?
It's colder this morning than it has been.
Yeah, it's pretty dippy in places, yeah.
Yeah. My truck says 47. I just got in my truck. It says 47.
Sweet.
My house said 48. So, we're in the 40s here. Now, I'm sure it ain't in the 40s at the bay, but.
No, it'll warm up when you get down there by the water.
Yeah, it'll be in the 50s. Yeah. Yeah. I guess the wind calmed on down or stayed calm.
Yeah, they're light this morning. Yeah, the winds are down. We're good.
Well, we just finished up that big AmSpec deal the last 2 days.
Right.
Got that.
How'd that go in all that wind, man?
Man, it was terrible.
I bet.
The first day was really terrible. There was 20 boats and 20 or 21 boats involved in it. And I know the first day, more than half, I don't think, had anything, like zeroed.
I can believe that. It was only gusting to 40.
Yeah. But it didn't start off gusting to 40, but when it hit, like, I don't know, 9 or something, 10. It kicked in, yeah. I mean, I don't remember. We had two or three keepers. That was all we managed that day.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, actually, I mean, it was a lot better for me. I found some, but it wasn't. The bay wasn't good yesterday. Like, everybody figured it was going to go off, and it wasn't. Everybody that went to the, you know, people that went to the bay struggled.
Bad. You know, you had that water drop, and I'm sure the water didn't look that good after that blow, man.
I know. I heard some reports on water clarity, but some people said it looked okay. They just couldn't get a bite.
Yeah.
And then I talked to some people that circled the whole bay, you know, never saw a bird, just couldn't get a bite going yesterday out there.
Well, super high pressure and, you know, in shallower water makes for a slow bite. Got to go deep.
Yeah, they didn't do too great. I went deeper, and I did pretty good. I mean, we caught our trout pretty good and had us a red for the tournament, but we never caught our flounder. It was a trio deal. We had a decent trout and a decent red, but never did catch our flounder.
No flatty.
Nope, couldn't do it.
Oh, boy.
That's the second tournament in a row of those type of tournaments that I hadn't been able to catch a flounder. And then in between the two tournaments, I catch two good ones.
Always.
You know? Yeah. Wasn't even trying. Catch two good ones and then couldn't do it in two tournaments in a row. You know how that is. I don't know. But
as long as I've been fishing, I always catch more flounder on accident than I do on purpose. You go fish specifically for them, and it's tough. And if you're not looking for them, hey, catch them all day long with your trout.
I know. Crazy. If I'm wading, it seems like, I mean, I can catch flounder better wading.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's,
you know, for sure. But
especially this time of year.
these last little couple tournaments we've had where we needed a flounder, I didn't have people that would wait. So trying to do it out of the boat, and I just hadn't been able to do it.
Yeah.
But then, like I said, you know, when you don't need one, I'll catch one.
Sure. Just like redfish sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's me too. I mean, I catch more reds than flounder, but if I don't need reds, then, yeah, I get them.
Sure.
But anyway, we'll see. That deal was over with yesterday. I'm back to regular trips today and tomorrow.
Right.
And then I think I'm off Sunday and Monday. So.
You got some beautiful weather for it.
Yeah. Is there something else coming in Sunday? Somebody said that wind goes back real hard Sunday.
Man, I'm not seeing it.
I saw somebody was talking. There was some comments on a tournament. It was a tournament Sunday morning. People were talking about if they were going to reschedule it or not. And I didn't know exactly what they were talking about.
Well, I'm showing northeast wind at 15 tomorrow and northeast at 10 on Sunday. There's about a 40% chance of rain tomorrow, so it must be some kind of little old frontal boundary or something coming through. But, I mean, it's not, I think, 50 for a low, 72 for a high. That's a Houston forecast on their extension, extended forecast.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? No telling.
This time of year, you just roll with it.
Yeah, you don't ever know.
Wake up and see what today brings. If you try to play these weather forecasts, you're going to get burned 9 times out of 10, it seems like.
Yeah. The beginning of the week before the before it hit, it was pretty good. There was some definite fish caught. Everything was
right.
Kind of rolling. Not bad, but then it kind of was, we had a couple of days of iffiness. But this should kick it off. I mean, it's got to go off any day.
Yeah.
I mean, our tides fell out like all the way out. They were really low.
Oh, yeah. We lost some water.
Yeah, major.
That should have brought a lot of shrimp out of the marsh.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They were already moving out. Up my way, the shrimp were already falling out of the bayous and all that stuff, but it should have been a really big dump with those tides. That was a flushing.
Yeah, it's got a... And that water temp plummeted.
Yeah. It dropped 10, 12 degrees just about everywhere across the board.
Yeah. So,
waiters now, bud.
Yeah, it's definitely waiters now. Yeah, that's because
I got a new pair coming, man. I can't wait till they get here. I've milked that old pair of Sims I've had forever, for a long time. I still don't have a leak, knock on wood, but they'll be a good backup pair.
Well, the older Sims I had were better than that. Every time I get a new pair, they're not as good.
Well, mine are the old ones.
Those were better.
I don't know whether they have the G3s. The G4s are the ones with the zipper, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I got the G3s, with the reinforced knees and all that, and they've been, they got to be 9 or 10 years old. They're still good.
Well, I'm hearing that other one, the new one's really good.
That's what I got coming is some Southerlies, man. I heard they're bad to the bone.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. Heard it pretty good.
I can't wait to try them out, man.
I hadn't checked them out.
Well, I've heard from some guys that they're the most comfortable waders they've ever put on.
Well, I just bought a new pair of Sims, like, last year.
Right.
So, I see how long they last, and then I'm going to check those out.
Just money, Tommy. All the money you make, man. Guys are rich.
Rich.
Rich one week and poor the next, man. That's
yeah.
But if you're gonna do it, you might as well have the best. It only costs a little more to go first class, brother.
That's right. No, I've been hearing about them recently.
Yeah.
A lot. So
I can't wait to get mine. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to check them out.
All right, buddy.
See, well, I don't know. I'm drifting again today and tomorrow. So, but I heard even the waiters yesterday. I talked to two different people that waited and like almost zero yesterday.
Yeah.
No good.
That high pressure slide, it'd be a better buy today through the weekend.
Yeah. Did it slide away? I mean, I know it slid away some, but did it go away a lot?
Yeah, we're barely about 30 inches this morning.
What was it yesterday?
Oh, it was up there 30, 20 something.
Okay. All righty.
All right, dog. Well, hey, man, you go out and catch them up, man. You'll find them today.
Yeah, I hope so. We're going to check it out.
All right, buddy. Well, somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing Matagorda with you or doing some bass fishing coming up. How do they get hold of you, man?
That bass fishing's about a month away.
Yeah, it is.
You know, for me, you know, that's when I usually get started with it in December. The phone's always the best. Leave a message if I don't answer, or always can text me, 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Well, hey, buddy. You have a good day. Catch them up. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man.
Okay, later.
All right. Later, Mickey.
Thanks, Tommy. See you. All right, let's run down to South Padre, check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better. Thanks for even asking.
All right. All right. Yeah, no, I'm just getting ready for a day of snook fishing out here.
Snookered. I love
it. Got a couple
snookered.
Of clients. I got a repeat client that his family, he lives in Minnesota, but his family lives down here, so he's here maybe three times a year, four times a year.
Right.
He likes to do a lot of snook fishing, so
we're gonna. If I was from Minnesota, I'd like any kind of fishing down your way.
Yeah. Tell me about it, especially this time of year. They're probably getting pretty cold up there now.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually like a game warden, but a biologist up there.
Uh-huh.
And so he usually starts coming down around this time because this is when they start to shut down their waters, kind of. Everything starts to slow down for them and freeze over and stuff. So time to come fishing down here. Dude, we're going to throw some top waters. Looks like a calm day. Chase these snook and see what happens. Just because I've been tarpon fishing all week in like three-foot waves, you know, so... so I'm excited for a calm day out on the water.
Let's calm up here too. You know, it looks, you know, the whole coast right now is looking good.
Yeah. I'm excited. We're going to get out, throw some top waters and stuff. The fishing was good this last week since I last spoke with you. A couple of slow days, you know, But, you know, I was tarpon fishing most of the week, so we just need one big fish, you know, we're good to go.
Well. Did you ever...
Big tarpon this week.
Did you ever roll any over 200 this year?
Yes, sir. Got one that I measured over 200, and I've been catching quite a bit of them the past week or so that are in that 180 to 190 realm, you know?
Oh, those are nice. Those are big fish, man.
Just monsters. And it's been, like yes. I said, the surf has been cranking out there. So we've been fighting them in the rough weather.
Yeah, that's tough to do, too. It's hard to see them when it's like that. You just got to land on them.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they're not really rolling much. I'm finding them on the screen and
right. I was just fixing to ask you that.
Down live baits to them.
Yeah, if you're using you use that Hummingbird, huh?
Yes, sir. I use the Hummingbird Explore. It's a newer one that came out. I really like it. I've gotten pretty good with it. And I'm marking them on the screen and they're just not rolling really. And these big waves and chocolatey milk, you know, and you're at the jetties. But but they're there, you know, so we're getting them. we're going to try it again, not today, but tomorrow. So, like I said, today we're gonna snook fish and see how that is and see what we can do with it. It was a rough week of fishing as far as weather goes. You know, it was rough. But we did our thing. We caught our fish. You know, we fished in the flats. I had to fish in the flats one day this week, and it was I had some family come in town, and they wanted to catch some trout and stuff. And it was, of course, the day I want to go fish in the flats. It's like dead calm, you know. no wind to drift, and that's what I need for tarpon fishing.
Right.
But, so we just cruised a trolling motor along the edge of the intercoastal, threw some jigs, and whacked we harvested 8 trout for 3 people.
Right.
And we stumbled up. I was just cruising on the intercoastal, or just throwing them jigs on the shoreline, and we're on the drop-off, and on my GPS I saw a really big school of fish, seemed like black drum, but turned out to be black trout and redfish mixed in, so that was really nice. You know, easy to start kind of following this school around in the channel, and we'd be throwing jigs and stuff in there, or little chunks of fish bites once I found out it was drum.
Right.
Everybody caught a bunch of fish. It was really nice. It was nice, you know. So
name of the game.
That was my first trip in the bay in a little bit, yeah. Getting the job done. So
you still throwing the DOA bait busters at those tarpon?
Yes, sir. If I'm throwing artificials, I'm throwing the DOA bait buster, or I'm throwing that big 7-inch AM fishing lure.
7-inch, okay.
Yeah, so the bait buster is just like a regular jig swim bait type thing.
Right.
Pre-rigged. And the AM lure is something that we're coon popping style, you know, where we zip tie the circle hook to the weight.
Yes.
That way tarpon eats it, weight flies off, there's just a hook left. So that's how, that's the way that we've been fishing for those, and those are the baits that we're using.
Got you.
Currently.
Right.
You know, if I start going for the really small tarpon, I'll throw like little DOA shrimp and stuff like that too, but for the bigger ones or even medium ones, I'm throwing that bait buster. To me, that's the best tarpon lure that there is.
Yeah, so those small tarpon, they like that DOA shrimp.
They do, especially the smaller ones.
I'll be darned.
I throw that DOA shrimp at the smaller ones quite a bit.
How do you rig that?
So it depends where I'm fishing it, but I like to just rig it up on a jig head.
Yeah.
And throw it at them. If there's not much current and the fish are really active on the surface, or I'm at a boat dock or something like that, I'll throw it how it comes. Which is just like, it's got its own little small weight insert, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks real natural. I know in the summer, a lot of guys use that DOA shrimp under a popping cork when they're fishing well pads and stuff and do really good with it. They say it's just as good as live shrimp, you know?
That's what saved me from ever having to use croaker. I'm one of the few that never used it, and I go out there and throw a DOA shrimp on a popping cork.
It works.
Almost every day, and we managed to get our fish. So
all right, Brian, well, hey man, good luck to you today. I hope y'all catch what you're looking for, get this snook going this morning. But if somebody wants to call you about coming down, give them some info how they can reach you, Brian.
Sure, give me a call. I've got some days that opened up in December recently, so area code 956-755-9413, or you can visit the website inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
Early morning sickos, welcome. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brian. Hey, have a good weekend. Good talking to you. You going deer hunting this weekend?
No, I'm going fishing.
Early,
I'm ready to go deer hunting.
I know. Me too, man. I'm ready to go get in the brush. All right, dog. Brian, have
Thank
a good
you,
one. Always pleasure. See you, man. All right. That's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.